Nearly 1 year ago, as the first cases of COVID were discovered in New York, the legislature granted Cuomo extraordinary powers. They go beyond the scope of what a governor already holds under the state law in times of emergency. They've included the power to shut down and open up businesses and schools and determine who gets vaccines. But after a report by the state's attorney general found the governor and his aides undercounted the number of nursing home deaths from the disease and withheld those numbers for months, Democrats in the Senate and Assembly felt the management of the pandemic needed more oversight. In statements, Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie and Senate Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins did not mention any of the controversies, but they said they feel it's time to return to a more regular order of government and that the legislature needs to reimpose checks and balances on the governor's decisions. Once the bill is approved, the governor's emergency authorization will no longer be in effect, although some directives, including vaccine procedures and the requirement to wear masks, will remain for another 30 days. After that, the governor will have to go through a process that includes notifying relevant Assembly and Senate chairs of his decisions, as well as the legislative leaders. All of the directives will have to be posted on a website, with health and safety reasons to justify why the decisions were made. Comments from lawmakers and local government leaders affected by the decisions will also be included. The measure also gives the legislature the power to, in the future, repeal a declared state of emergency by a joint resolution of both houses. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.